Okay, so in a introductory to Shir, to Yochai's Nedarim, we're going to focus on one of the numerous aspects explicated in the first Mishnah, and that is the concept of Kinuyim. And we're going to tie it to an Halacha Lemaisa, which goes a little bit out of Nedarim and into the realm of Kriyat Shema. Maisa Shehayakach Haya happened to me just yesterday. I have a chashuv member of my chabura who is a Russian Talmud Chacham, a very chashuv, a serious Talmud Chacham, and he has a kehila of Russian Bali Tshuva. And I asked him, how did you teach these people to daven, A, in general, and B, specifically Kriyat Shema? So he said that 20 years ago, when he began, or 15 years ago, he had a psak that they can say Kriyat Shema in Russian. And I said, let's go through the sugya because it seems to be a machlekes in the Rishonim. Let's explicate it out. In the first Mishnah, we have the right here on page 11, called Kinui Nedarim Kinedarim. What's a kinui? So this is a machlekes in the Gemara that you're staring at. The Gemara says Itmar. Kinuyim. If I can get a marker here, I'd appreciate it. Rabbi Yechon Amar Lashayin Umayis Heim. It is the language that the Umayis Ha'ilam speak. And then we'll back to that page. Rabbi Pesach, back to that page. This is the Mishnah called Kinuyim Nedarim. We'll come back to this in a moment to get the run in. But in the meantime, just go back to the page that you had, Daf Yud. You go, bottom of Daf Yud. Okay. Itmar, Kinuyim, Rabbi Yechon Amar in the Gemara, Lashon Umay Seim, Shlak Malagam, Lashon Shabado, Lehem Chachamim, Liyais Neider Boy. Both the Ran and the Rashi and the Mefarish are on the same page. Rashi says, Lashon Umayim, Dekara Karban Bahani Lishni. The words that are in the Mishnah as Kinuyim, Kainam Kainach Kaines, the Goyim use that as in their language. The Shlakish has a Lashon Shabbat Chachamim. The Chachamim invented these terms to allow people to make Dharm Chal. We paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that it is Lashon Umayis Heim. If you see in the Rashi says in the right, the Hachi Mishtoi Umayis. And therefore, if you make a neder in that language, it's Chal. Meaning, the language, the lingua franca in the United States of America is English. At least used to be totally English. Now it's shared, I guess, which is actually important and halachically. But let's assume it's English. If you make a neder in English, it's chal, according to Rabbi Yechon's interpretation of the first Mishnah. However, this is far from pashut. I'm going to share with you a viewer in the sugya from Meir v'Rabbi Agon of Shmuel Rozovsky. I have happened in Akra to have heard this shiur as a young bachur many years ago. And therefore, it's special chavivas to me, and I'm going to share it with you. Let's begin this way. A lashon of Rabbeinu HaRitva. This Ritva is printed in the big Gemaras on the side of the Gemaras, but we some for some reason we don't have it in our booklet. So I'm going to tell you, read out what it says. Give me a second to get it. If in this specific place, in USA, US, Harilu's a neder, government a and that's Vilchasuk Rabbi Yechanan. In other places where they do not use this language, loy have a neder. It doesn't chal. And then the Ritva concludes by saying something very interesting. Umistavra de Loshain Laz va'arav. Loshain Laz is not quite sure what he was referring to. Doesn't mean all languages. Arav is Arabic, so Laz is probably the main language that was spoken in the European continent. I'm not sure whether he was referring to Latin or whatever. That the kinuyim only work in that place where this language is spoken and not in another place. Since we are paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, that is Lashon Umais, these Lashon Umais only work locally. They do not work in another place. And the question is, A, why takanat? And B, what are the shittos of the other Rishonim? Laz either means that, or Laz means Lashon Amin Zarim. That's the accepted Lashon. So let's see if we can line up the Rishonim here and see a beautiful beer, Hashem Rav Shmuel. What's shittos HaRambam? So if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Zarim, Halacha Tezayin, brought here on page 55, and Rambam says, Yesh mekaymos she'anshem alagim u'mafsidin es halashayin. Move it down, please. 55. We'll come back to this around in a second. I just want to read the Rambam. Mafsid mesal lashayin. They call X by Y. Helchanachra kinui. And the Rambam lists the kinuyim in the Mishnah. And he concludes halacha dezayin mechein kol kiyotz b'zen halchanach losh and klala on b'oisa mokum b'oisa z'man. We go after the vernacular, the language, as it is spoken in that place. It would seem that the Ritva, that the Rambam, in his language, who's telling you we go basra loshayin ha'am the oisim b'koim, would seem to be saying the same as the Ritva, which means that b'makom achar, where they would not speak this language, if a Frenchman came to America and tried to speak, make a neder in French, it wouldn't work, because that's not included in the Kiddush of Kinuyim. The extra Kiddush of the Ritva is that not only does it refer to Kinuyim Lashon Alagim, even in Lashon Umais Gomor, such as Laz, let's call that Latin, Arabi, we know what that is, Arabic, Nami Hadin, that doesn't work only in the place that you actually speak this language. Now, I'll pause here for a moment. Halacha l'maisik. This requires a psak from a senior paisik. Let's go back to the Rifta's time, where there was no internet and no airlines, and everybody spoke the language that they spoke in the place that they were. Therefore, if you try to make a neder in Arabic in the United States back in those days, people did not speak Arabic here. The neder is not chal. Now you'll ask me, what about Dearborn, Michigan, where they speak Arabic? That's a good question. That's a modern day application of these shittos. I'm going back to the core shittos. That even in Arabic, it does not help. Only in those countries where it is specific to speak Arabic, because they are chal milashayin kinui, and therefore it's only in the places that they actually speak this language. Ad kandiri ritva and mistimas lashon harambam. It's mashma the same way. The Ran, going back a page. I don't know, Pesach. That's a good modern question. The Ran, in his discussion of kinuyim, he brings the machlokes. Go back to page 54. Brings the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and he says lashon umes means that the scum of umma, and he makes the chiluk between lashon kodesh and other lashonos. Lashon kodesh is l'shem etzem. And therefore, you can make a neder in Lashon Kodesh anywhere. You can, as we'll see in a moment, we get to Kriya Shema, daven in Lashon Kodesh anywhere, even if you don't understand the Lashon. Then says the Ran, quoting someone, great Rishon, called Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chasdoi. Pick it up where it's sidelined. The Mishnah, when it tells you Kiddush, it's telling you Chiddush. No, clearly English, the Queen's English, that's not a problem. Everybody agrees that you would be able to make a nether with them. Chiddush here is that if you use a corrupt version of the Queen's English. I was looking for a example of that, and I came up with drive, and then it struck me maybe yeshiva sheez is a corruption of English, right? You all know what yeshiva sheez is, which is a mixture of three languages, Yiddish, English, and Lashon Kodesh. Nevertheless, the chiddush of kinuyim is, right? Chiddush of kinuyim is, I would think that it shouldn't work. Kamash Malon, Kivin Shan Nachram Medamrehem, the Goyim speak Jive, or in our case, we speak Yeshivashis. Afal Pishenim Irkalashinim, it's not the Queen's English. Elam Yeshubashu Biyodo, who Neder Gomer, Vakoshkein, Shal, Lashinus Nachram. If you speak perfect French, that is also acceptable. But the Ran conspicuously leaves out his Rebbe, the Ritva's admonition that it only works in those places where you are actually speaking this lashon. Comes along Rabbeinu Abir Halacha and raises the stakes here dramatically. Abir Halacha, I believe, is here somewhere. It's on page 66. Beautiful. Pick it up where it says Vida'id. They're nearly pshitos, smack in the middle of Pesach. V'da'oid, language, the line starts with da'oid. V'da'oid, nearly pshitos. The oisin dvarim hanemarim b'chol lashoyin hu dafke im anshe oisin medina medabrim kach. It's only if the people in that medina speak that. A Frenchman comes here, or a guy speaking Serbian comes here, he cannot make a nether in Serbian. Because we don't speak Serbian. Why Serbian? Akasha. Avalim Anshe Mahamadina Enyachel Dabrazel Lashon. We don't speak Serbian. Varakuva Oid, Ezanashim Yechidim Zel Lashon. Only a few people know this Lashon, Ukrainian or whatever. Zelainakshavlashon Klaal Medina Zu Sha'enai Makeres Bazuhalashon. Since we don't understand Ukrainian, Lamaisa, you can't make a netter in that Lashon. Bishlam Lashon, Lashon beside Etzem. Very important phrase by sight. Lashon HaKodesh is an Etzem language. Masha ain't Kane Shah Lashon ain't a Kim inside Heskim and Medina. All other languages of Lashon HaKodesh are only Heskamim, that the people agree to do this. The Kim and Shane Ansh Medina is a Makim Lashon Zet. Since in America they don't speak Serbian. Well, Nekra Lashon Klaal. And there, Lacha brings a Raif and a Gemara and Kedushin, which says you can be Mekadosh with the word Charefusi, and therefore you are creating a nether even through that language. Ad Kan Lashon Haran. The Lashon HaBir Halacha. This Bir Halacha is a tremendous Chiddush. Tzarech Yin, where did he see this? From the Ritva, Ein Hachanami from the Ritva, is Mochrach, as the Bir Halacha says, because the Ritva pretty much says so. And the Bir Halacha on page 67 says, Uke'en zeh matzasi kotuv gam kein beritva alfis shel nedarim. There you go, on the top right. Says the Ritva, says the Bir Halacha, fiz et tedel nachi, the mashak zavim shavur tzarek gam kein shiyobim zeh alashin, dain einam el manche medinam darim zeh alashin. So the Mishbura adds another Tanai, which is independent of this discussion of whether or not it has to be in that place. Mishbura, the Bir Halacha says, in addition to that, what's clear, wherever you are, you have to understand the Lashon, unless it is Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, you do not have to understand the words. But if it's another language, you do. And the question is, L'chaira, this is a tremendous chiddush. If you look in the Machaber, on the page that you're looking at, the scroll up of Pesach. Okay, he said the words that starts in the page earlier. I read it out. Yachal Kreisa b'chol lashon. You can read Kriya Shema in any lashon. Vizar medir reshu b'shul b'yis lashon. Vidag b'lashon kodesh. You're reading Kriya Shema in English. You have to say, "Hear, O Israel." Can't say, "Hey, Jews." You have to say, "Hear, O Israel." You have to say specifically medactic to say the most precise, clearest, cleanest English that you can find. Now, let's make it clear that Nidarim and Krisha are not necessarily the same thing, and in a moment we're going to come out that they're not. But Kepshuta here now, the Bir Halacha is making equating Nidarim and Kriya Shema, and he's taking the Ritva that he found in Nidarim and using for Kriya Shema, which means you can't learn Kriya Shema in French, only in France. Going back to my friends, the Russians, L'chaira, according to this Bir Halacha, they should not be able to say Kriya Shema in Russian, because they're not living in Russia, they're living in America. Atkan the pshutai. Now let's line up a possible machlekes in the Rishonim and see a biur that Rav Shmuel says, beautiful biur in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Lashon of Niran, Yesh Lachkar, let's put it this way. What is the Pshat in Kinuyim? We're trying to make a Svaras Machlaikis in the Plukta between what seems to be a Machlaikis in the Rishonim, between the Ran on one side and the Rambam and the Ritva, and maybe the Rambam on the other side. The Ran, if you go back to the Ran on page, don't remember which page it was. Page 54. If you look back in the Ran, it says Ve'ikla Meidak, and it brings this pshat from Chasdoi, that the Revusa here is that it works. From the Pashtus Divrei Aran, it seems that the din of Kinyan Nedarim is not a din mechudish in Parshas Nedarim, that Kinyan Nedarim is neschadesh, but it's a neder. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat is, let's go like Alibud Rabbi Yechanan, Lashon Umaysein. The reason why Kinyan works is because it's a new language. Yinglish, which is Yeshivish English, is a new language. And therefore, if a younger man says, "I hold that L'chaira, I need to have a chalais of a neder," et cetera, even though the language is not pristine Lashon Kodesh, and it's certainly not pristine English. Nevertheless, Chazal said that the Tiras Kinui creates a chidush, that we have a new language. And therefore, the din of the Mishnah, that Nedarmar said b'chol lashon, that this is a language too. There are other rounds going forward, and Daf Gimel would seem to indicate this. The Ritva and perhaps the Rambam seem to indicate otherwise. Their pshat in the Kinuyim is that there's a Gzeres HaKosuv. We'll see what the source for this Gzeres HaKosuv in a moment. That was Mechadesh, that Kinuyim work, not because they're a new language. No. There's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that Kinuyim work, Echidusha. Achidush HaKra, where's this Kra? So the Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says the following, right at the beginning of the Masechta, everybody follow inside, because I'm going to read it out to you. Ish ki yidar neder ma tamad loimer neder. We don't have it here, you just have to listen. The Ran alludes to this, Yerushalmi doesn't bring it. Ella, ish ki yidar mikan shekinu nedarim ki nedarim, and kinu shalis, and kinu thoramim, and kin and naziris, akin naziris. Alimud akra. From this Yerushalmi is mashma that the aside of the din of kinuyim is a gzeres hakasuv, which tells you that kinuyim work Not because they're a new language. They work because the uznisraba in these four categories, which are the four categories of a flaw brought in the Rambam, that Chazal said, kinuyim work because we learned this from the psukim. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when that of this pasuk of ki yidar neder l'rabbis kinuyim, it wouldn't have worked. These four psukim that the Rishalmi brings are to tell you that these four explications are chal midin gzeres akasuv of bitui. Meaning, as you all know, the pasuk uses levate svasayim, and there there's levate. There's a category of four things that we allow different lashonos to be considered bitui. So if a person says koinach, that's a sufficient, not because it's a new language like the Ran, no. According to the Ritva, according based on the Yerushalmi, and according to the Rambam, it only works in that place because that's how the Gezeres HaKosov was mechadish, that kinuyim work because there's a din of bitui. This din is a chidush din levate, which is said in Parshas Nedarim, not be din creating another lashon, and therefore you need psukim for this. The Rana wants to know why you need psukim. Why do you need psukim for this? If it's a different language, then you don't need psukim. But if we're trying to create a chiddush that all four of these categories only require bitui, and kinuyim are sufficient expressions of bitui, why do you need a pasuk for that? Will come out, the nafka minu will be, we got a Kriya Shema, and as I said, this is mamish halacha lemaisa. Why? Because if I hold that Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of Lashon Umois is a new language, it would come out that if you read Kriya Shema b'kinui in Russian, in America, you would be Yitzhak, because it's a new language. Chazal created a new language for Nidarim and Huadin, according to these Rishonim, for, according to the Ran, for Kriya Shema too. But according to the Ritva, and according to the Bir Halachos Havan in the Ritva, Kriya Shema, anybody who reads Kriya Shema with Kinuyim, you are not Yitzhak. Why? Because since it wasn't this bar that it's not doesn't have a Torah's lashon, and it's only chal because of levate b'sfasayim, that chiddush hakra is limited to four things: nedarim, charamim, naziris, and shulis. That's it. Kriya Shema, which is a din of kriya, there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether it's namar b'chalashon we paskin it is. But that, says the Bir Halacha, is limited to the place that you are. Why? Because the Havana of the Bir Halacha in the Ritva is that it's not a new language. It's a Chiddush HaKra. If it's a Chiddush HaKra, who said the Chiddush HaKra applies to Kriya Shema? And therefore, Lamaisa, according to Bir Halacha, a Russian in America cannot read Kriya Shema in Russian. Why? Because it's not a din of Taras Lashon. It's a Chiddush HaKra. It only works for Nizdarim because you have Bitui, expression in Nizdarim, but it doesn't create a new Lashon, and therefore it's not Pekinuyim. Matan Be Midrash from Maran de Briskerov brought here that Kriya Shema does not work with Kinuyim. Why? Because it goes l'fishita Yerushalmi, that that's all dini of bitui. There's a Bavli chalukah that's not clear. According to the Ran of the Ritva, that nedarim help only in their place b'lashim. According to the Ran, the Ravusa of the Mishnah is that kinuim b'lashim. Then you could read Kriya Shema. Come out, Rabbi Sayyid Mechlekes. What would be a possible emendation to that? So a possible emendation, and as I said, this requires a psak from a senior Pesach. This is
Interesting,
another
yeah.
like a Yashav Shom Zalman would have to pass on this is the world changed. The Ritva was writing the Bir Halacha, even were writing in a small world where everybody spoke what they spoke in their language. Today, there's rarely is there one language in one place. My Russian chaver wanted to tie that the reason why he allowed them to say Krishna in Russian is because Brighton Beach and parts of Flatbush are Russian. They're like Russia. They're a little Russia, and therefore it's the same makom, even Aliba de Bir Halacha, and it would work anyway. This is a svara, a chiddush, a svara. Don't know if it's true. And as I said, now that this question has come up, Lamaisa, I intend Billy Neder to ask some of the senior Paiskim. Bismarck just got finished learning the Dharm. They're ready into Yavamas, but it should be still fresh in everybody's mind. And we'll find out what the Lamaisa in today's day and age with the, what's the word? There's a word that talks about everybody moving around, the portability of everybody. I'm not sure. I think this is a better word. Whether or not that makes a difference, even a Liba Dibir Allah. Adkan, if the Olam has a chance, Google Translate, okay? The LM has a chance, and then maybe AI will change this too. You can walk along the street and say to yourself, to no one in particular, please translate this for me. And all of a sudden, you have an Arabic thing, and all of a sudden, it'll be translated in your head. And in a few years, maybe even implanted in your head. Who knows? So the world is changing. If you have a chance, one thing that doesn't change is the goyness of people like Shmuel. So if you get a chance to look in this, Shmuel, I will look at the entire thing because it's such a beautiful thing. I heard it, as I said, in person as a young bachur, and I remembered it for the rest of my life. Okay, thank you, Reb Jeff. So you hear the shaila, right? Everybody hears the shaila. You see the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says you can't do it. Maybe that's changed. Overrule the Bir Halacha, that from helping grace the
Yeah,
plates,
that's a good one.
and we'll look for somebody with big plates. Adkan for this week. I'll see everybody in Mitzvah next week, and of course, thanks to my Chavarim for enabling this Google Translate. Yes, Pesach. We now have a new shaila to ask and a new article to write and the Russia wise to ask, et cetera. See where they all stand on this. He's in the medical office all the time. Okay. Got it. I don't know if that's negated to Bir Halacha or not. We have to think about that. Everybody have a good week of Pesach. I have to change locations. I'll see you in about 5 or 6 minutes. Have a good day. Thank you, Reb Jeff.
Thank you, Steve, for coming.